My name is Clara Anderson, but my grandkids call me Granny Clara. I'm 80 years of age, and I have two children, both girls. Now, I have to say, one of them could have gone with a better man when she married, but that's beside the point. Between the two of my kids, I have five grandchildren who are just the sweetest little things. Two of them are just starting school. One of them is almost off to college, and the other two are somewhere in between. Anyway, I used to be a psychologist in my day. It was quite the job, talking about everyone's problems all the time. It felt good to help so many people. I was kind of sad to leave when I retired. However, how I got to be a psychologist in the first place is the real adventure. It was the fall of 1950 when I started college. I had my heart's... Excuse me. Anyway, I had my heart set on being a nurse back then. Of course, I also dreamed of being a famous Broadway star. Anyway, I ended up wasting my money on a year and a half of schooling just to find that my heart wasn't in it. Now, back then, school was almost as expensive as it is now, although the value of the dollar seems to have drastically changed. I swear, it's either people are getting richer or the economy is getting poorer. Well, as I was saying, I quit nursing and dropped out of school to audition for a musical. I didn't get the part, but they cast me as a background actor. I spent about 6 months doing musicals, until I finally decided to quit and got a job as a waitress at a restaurant that I can't seem to remember the name of for the life of me. I spent 2 years saving my money, and then I went back to college. After much thought, I finally decided I wanted to be a psychologist. Helping people just had this appeal to it that I had overlooked when I was younger. There were many other experiences in my life, including one that involved a very tricky wolf, but that is another story. Anyway, what I would do with the Fountain of Youth is bring my old, frail body back to what it used to be. Then I'd go back to my job and make people's lives better. After all, I do enjoy psychology, and I'm willing to bet some of my old clients would want me back.
Walter, I gotta tell you, I really like Clara. If I had to pick a nice lady for you to take a trip with, it would be Clara.
That's because she's not a stripper!
That's true. If I had to pick some chicks to go to a ball with, I would go with the other ladies. But for you, you can have Granny Clara.
Granny Clara, will you strip?
Poor Granny Clara. She sounds like she's dying, Walter.
Oh, my God. I have to say that if there's anybody who needs the Fountain of Youth, it sounds like it would be Granny Clara.
I know. All the other... Yeah, I know. The other people sound all lively, but Granny Clara's struggled so hard. I felt sad for Granny Clara in her story.
Why don't you...
She was a college psychiatrist who lost hope of her dreams, and I liked she had her old backstory, but it was very, very slow for me. I don't know. Ethel wants you to... Granny Clara wasn't a stripper, Walter. I'm sorry.
That's a big problem for me now. I didn't know it until the first two, but that's... I got my hopes up.
Now you learned something
about
yourself.
That's all up these days. Just the hopes, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey. Just because my knee is the only thing stiff anymore does not mean you can say stuff like that.
Oh, are we on? I'm sorry.
Okay, anyway, listen, I appreciate your effort, because if you're this frickin' old, and you're this frail, it must have been a lot of effort just to get these words out. But I gotta say, I'm old, and it was going a little slow. You know, it was, I'm kind of hoping that if you're still here, that the energy is a little bit picked up next week, because I think that you can do, I think you could definitely do some more energy into this. I do like that you had a consistent story. I think that was good. I don't think you took so much in the way of risk, but you have a solid concept background, and I think that's the beginning of anything. But you know what? Step out of that old body and take a little risk or something. It's good to be consistent with your acting, but be a little bit of a risk taker too, and I think that'll benefit you in the future, if you live that long. Thank you, and if I don't take you to the Fountain of Youth, we'll bring you back a bottle. Maybe it'll give you a couple of extra days.
Okay. And the last person I'm taking to the Fountain of Youth today, Mr. Walter, is, I'm going to bet he's not a stripper. I'm sorry.
It's not a he, it's Mildred.
Mildred?
It's Mildred.
Mildred? Oh, Mildred. How could I forget?
Apparently, it's probably like an 800-year-old cross-dresser or something. I don't know.
I'm excited. Mildred, come on up and tell us why you should be taken to the Fountain of Youth.
What'd you say, Ethel?
I was hoping for a male stripper. Never mind.
Named Mildred?
Oy. Hopefully not.
All right. I guess we're on to Mildred.
Okay, Gran, I have it set up for you.
Hello?
Not so loud. You'll hurt their ears. Wait, let me turn down the gain.
Hello?
They're not going to answer, Gran. We're recording. We'll send this in and they will listen on their show.
Oh, okay. Let's see. They want, my name is Mildred Calabash, age 82. Oh, I don't really look it, do I?
Not at all.
I'm a widow with 3 children, 8 grandchildren, including Calvin here, and 1 great-grandchild so far. Do they want to know about my siblings?
Whatever you want to tell them.
My husband, Herman, died 6 years ago, and I miss him. We were married for almost 55 years. I'm one of 5 children, but my baby brother is the only one still alive.
That's great, Gran. Now tell them a couple stories.
Okay, well, I should tell you how I met my late husband. Of course, he wasn't late then. Or rather, he was late, and that's how we met. I was in secretarial school. I worked as a secretary until my elder daughter was born, and I usually took the bus across town. But it was raining, and I had some extra money one day, and so I decided to treat myself and call a taxi cab to go home. And then no sooner had I gotten settled in the back seat when this complete stranger ran up without a buyer leave, jumped in with me, and shut the door. I'm afraid I started to scream, but he put his hands up and said in a very nice voice, "Please, miss, I have to get to my appointment, and yours is the only cab around. Won't you let me share it with you? I'll even pay your fare." Well, as I say, I could afford to pay my own way, but a penny saved is a penny earned, and he did look so nice, and the cabbie was right there in case he tried something, so I said yes. The cabbie took me home first, and Herman made him wait until I'd gotten inside. That's how I knew he was a real gentleman. The very next day, I received a bouquet of flowers addressed to that attractive young miss whose cab I shared with his name and an invitation out to dinner. I had to tell my parents everything, but, well, it all worked out, and we were married just 7 months later.
Tell them the London story.
Oh, yes, the London story. They'll like that. For my 40th birthday, we decided to take a trip to Europe. It was much nicer then than it is now. None of the unpleasantness that you read in the papers. I'm so glad my Herman never saw...
The London story?
Oh, yes. Well, we flew Icelandic Air because it was the cheapest. They were a very small airline and flew in and out of Luxembourg with a stopover in Reykjavik. Right. So we landed in Luxembourg and then traveled to Austria and Italy and France and then finished up in London. I loved London. You could see a show, a live theater show, for only a pound or two and every bit as good as Broadway. I really wish we could have stayed longer, but we had to catch our flight home. Did I mention that we had to fly out of Luxembourg? Oh, I did. Anyway, we had to take the boat train because England is on an island. They later built a tunnel to France, but it wasn't there yet. And everybody seemed to want to go to France, so we had to wait. And then we took the boat train. It's actually a boat, you know, but they call it a boat train because first you take the boat and then you get on a train. The trip took us hours before we got to the Luxembourg airport, so we were waiting for them to call us to board the plane home when they suddenly announced the flight had been cancelled. Not delayed. Cancelled? I said it was a small airline, didn't I? Well, they only had the one plane. So they had to arrange for other flights. They took us to the airport lounge and bought us lunch and dinner and then put us up in a hotel. They booked us for another flight out of Amsterdam. So we had to wake up at 4 a.m. to get on the bus. And when we got to Amsterdam, guess what happened? You'll never guess. The flight home had been overbooked, so we could only be on the first leg and then had to get off. And where? Heathrow! We were back in London 24 hours after we'd left.
Fantastic. Now tell them what you would do with the Fountain of Youth.
Oh, well, at my age, there really aren't a lot of eligible men. And, well, I get lonely ever since my Herman died. And I just thought that if I could be young again, well, not that I'd do anything indecent, but and I've already had one happy marriage, and it might be asking too much, but that's what I really like to do.
Mildred, wow, what a nice woman you are. You sound so sexy. Tell me you were not a stripper, please.
No, my stripper's Walter.
No, my stripper's,
she's
sorry.
A nice lady.
I know. Besides,
she just wants another marriage.
And you would deserve it.
Hey, listen, this was very interesting to bring your grandson into it. In fact, I gotta say that I think, kind of similar to that first girl, I really like the two people kind of thing going on here. That actually gave you a little bit of acting bonus points in my book. I think that was pretty cool. That helped. But, you know, all I could picture was a beard and a dress, and it made me kind of queasy. But, I don't know. For that, I gave you an extra point in risk, for sure. Because, you know, then I took a Pepto-Bismol. But, I mean, after that, it's the one thing that maybe I could, you know, say is the energy did kind of drag right in the middle there a little bit. But one of the things I'm kind of noticing here, you in South Korea, what's your name again? You.
Yes. Blackjack.
Blackjack, right. One of the things I'm noticing, I'm an old man, I forget, what do you want from me? One of the things I'm noticing is it seems that, like,
yes,
there seems to be this kind of counterbalance between acting and energy. Like, seems that the energy is high, the acting is not as strong, but when the acting is strong, the energy is low. I'm not really sure what's going on with that, but this, you know,
I've noticed
this guy's good at the acting thing. He's definitely good at the acting thing. I gotta tell you, though, my hearing aid kicked in. I heard all sorts of clicking and peeking and stuff in the beginning. Oh, the voice in the beginning, I think that's what triggered my hearing aid. But, you know, I heard some clicking and things like that and some shuffling of things. I would say just be a little bit careful of that. But, see, I heard that, and then I imagined this guy with a beard and a dress, and then I forgot everything after that because really my head went into a spin. But
London, you're taking me to London.
Oh, yeah, London, the Heathrow thing. That was kind of good. I like that. Wait, when are we going to London?
I don't know, but apparently we're going twice. It's the way to go.
That's the way to go.
That's the way
to go. So, you know what? I thought this was a good job. This was, I would have liked you to be a little funnier, but this was good. You know, I liked the interview style. That was kind of cool. Okay, I'm rambling. You go.
No, I've never been so engaged or shocked with the conversation about trains and planes getting canceled and overbooked. And this is a great, acting wise, I really liked this. And it was a great risk too. I wish the energy would have been a little higher because it was a little low.
But the energy and the risk were good.
Yeah, it reminds me of like the Princess of the Frog when he's like, your buns are hurt. Okay, anyway, sorry.
Buns.
I'm not gonna.
What?
The song. Okay. Any last thing you want to say before we get on to mine? I've been waiting for my Asian ambassador party.
No, it's getting late. And Ethel and I, we're gonna hit the hay.
Yeah.
I forgot to take my Jared all. I'm tired.
We'll figure out who we're taking to the Fountain of Youth later. You're all great candidates, Thank you very much. And I have to tell you, Mildred, if you're coming, I can't take your grandson. I'm sorry. Hopefully it'll be okay. But maybe after the Fountain of Youth, you know, you'll be his age. Who knows? It could happen.
Okay.
Okay. Are we done this segment?
Yes.
Okay.
Good night, Gracie.
Good night. Well, what?
Oh, never mind.
I remember that show.
Ah, yes. Welcome, all you ambassadors. Thank you for choosing Brackjack's round this week for Utterly Absurd Round 1. This week, we will be practicing the art of Asian-influenced accents. I am hosting my world-famous Asian ambassador banquet in Mount Soyosan, South Korea. You are representatives for your country, and it could be a real or a fake country. Naturally, as a representative for your country, we would like to know more about your country. Please start with the name of your country, the location in the world, where is your country, the type of government that runs your country, and then go into a brief history or explanation of your country. And lastly, conclude your speech by explaining the major export of your country. Thank you, and I look forward to listening to all of your exciting submissions. Bye-bye.
And yes, now it is my turn.
And I'm back. That was an awesome opening. That was an awesome opening. You are so good with mixing.
Do you like the music I added? Thanks.
Did.
Yeah.
That was freaking great. That was great.
I take time and choose my music. No, but yeah, so these guys are gonna tell us about their country. We're having a big meetup with all these Asian influenced accents. Asian influenced.
You wanna tell
it
them?
It would be racist to say Oriental influenced.
You know, that actually changed while I was in college. Like, that became, you weren't allowed to say Oriental anymore. That was part of the whole I can't think of the right word.
I don't know the word.
No, like Orient. Like, you weren't allowed to say Oriental anymore. It had to be Asian. It was not PC. That was what. It wasn't PC to Asian, say Oriental anymore. It had to be Asian.
Asian American.
Yeah.
No.
That's when that started. It started in the 90s.
Wow. So yeah, I'm excited. First up is going to be Jinxas.
Legit. Jinxas. This is gonna be great. I'm so excited about this. I can't wait.
Me too. I can't wait. Okay.
So what are you expecting? What are you looking for here? This is your category. You had something in mind.
I'm expecting some accents. I just want effort. I want energy. I want
This was a great category for people to take risk on.
Mm-hmm. I want risk too. That's my number one thing.
Awesome. All right, that sounds like fun. I can't wait. Mm-hmm. Shall we start?
Yes, let's.
I am Zero. I come here to represent the interests of the United States of Japan. As many of you will know, we have recently acquired an island off the coast of China, which we use as our base of operations, and to house the 1 million refugees of Area 11, or, as it is known to those outside of the Britannian Empire, Japan. Our goal is to reclaim Area 11, as well as to bring down the Britannian Empire once and for all. As of now, we maintain a military government presided over by myself until such time as Japan and the rest of the world have been liberated from the grasp of the Britannian Empire. Once this is done, we will return to the formerly democratic rule which served Japan for the past 50 years. Our country is new, founded by my own decree, to give a home to myself, the Black Knights who serve as my army, and any refugees who have escaped the violent rule of Britannia. Currently, our chief exporter is sakuradite, a rare metal used in production of battery units for military units such as nightmare frames. In closing, let me thank the host of this event for allowing our nation to represent itself. We, of the United States of Japan, believe this is the first real step towards reclaiming our country and identity. Domo arigato gozaimasu.
Alright.
And that to us jinxes. I think I'm just going to try and copy everyone's accent. Representing United States of Japan.
Nice.
That line made me lol so hard.
Yeah, me too. I love that line.
I'm glad that United States of Japan was able to attend this conference. It is the first step into becoming a sovereign nation. So welcome. you may have your seat. I thought this was a risk because he did it like a cappella. He had a really nice reverb effect. You had a really nice reverb effect.
That reverb effect was great. I felt like I was in the chamber with him.
Yeah, I was like, listen, and I love how you captured like the... My friend doesn't believe this, but I told my friend, I'm like, why is it that guys in like Asian accents, they always like lower their voice? He's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, dude, say something like when you talk in Korean, I don't know, and in Japanese too, they always like lower their voice, it seems like. They'll be like, in English, they'll be like, oh, hey, what's reading? And then Korean, they'll be like, you know, like, it's like, why do you do that? They're like, he said he doesn't notice it, but I'm like, you still do it. Anyway. I think he did a good job of like capturing that deep, like the deep tone there. I wish it could have had a little more energy. And I know, like in the chat, Jinxers was kind of commenting on that. He's like, I wish I would have put more energy in it. I didn't know it was supposed to be too absurd. But as far as like building a character and sticking with it and like being believable, I liked it a lot. So. Reed.
Yeah, I think I agree with that critique for the most part. You're a really good actor, and you've got really good. I've quickly found that I look forward to your pieces because you've got really good consistency. This is a comment and not a criticism. I know that sounds weird. There were a couple times when your accent slipped and you started sounding a little Swedish, but I know how hard it is to hold an accent like that, so I don't really fault you for it. You did a really good job overall with that accent. I too love the reverb effect. I mean, it just gave. That tiny little thing, which I think most people would not think to do, that tiny little thing, just that little thing gave an atmosphere like you were at the conference, like you were in a grand hall, like, you know, it put you in the right headspace to listen to this and take it seriously and legitimately. We're back to the acting and energy seesaw here. And in this case, though, I think you may have missed a couple of opportunities to be able to take your energy up. Like, there were opportunities, I don't have them specifically written down, where you could have added levels to the acting. Because I was, as much as I love this, and I really did, I was having a little bit of a hard time focusing on what you're saying in the middle because I was sort of zoning. So maybe shifting the energy levels a little bit as you go through to, to keep our attention going. But part of me wonders if you weren't concentrating so hard on the accent that it was really stripping away your ability to put more energy into things. I know that when I do things in another accent, it takes away from, like, I have to think extra to act it because I'm focusing so much on trying to keep the accent going. But all that aside, this was still a really, really, really well done piece. Those, as they like to say in the VH judging world, those were nitpicks. This was solid. I want to see you next week try and add a little humor into your... You did... There was a couple things in here that were funny, but this is a quick assessment, but this is your comfort zone. Like, I know the not the accent specifically, but the serious acting is your comfort zone. So I'll be curious to see over the next couple of weeks, watch you step out of that a little bit. Just my impression.
No, that's That's a great quick assessment. I think. I don't know. I had this awesome Samurai Jack vibe too, and I was listening to this like Aku or something. But good job there.
So next who we have next?
Next is Will.
Madison. Will. Joseph.
Okay.
Okay.